Kirby updated a receptive State Board of Education Wednesday on his proposed method of turning around struggling IPS schools. The plan includes assistance from a company aligned with the district and a focus on teacher training and student needs at particular high schools and the elementary schools that feed into those high schools. It's a step away from the previous state-mandated model where a district was forced to work with an external partner picked by the state board.
I think one element that's really different from this approach is we are truly moving from the concept of takeover to transformation. Takeover, to me, implies something that's one time and not sustainable. Transformation, to me, is long-lasting, involves building capacity, ensuring that you have the structures and the systems in place to ensure that you not only make progress for a year or two, but it's something that you're able to sustain over time.
Farabee said under this model, known as a transformation zone, IPS will be helped by the Boston-based Mass Insight Education, a company that has had success improving schools in Evansville. The estimated cost of the four-phase multi-year plan is $2.1 million. The State Board of Education will vote on the funding appropriation next month. For 90.1 WFYI News, I'm Eric Weddle.